Well, you can't say you're from Buffalo unless, of course, you've had beef on weck, you've had your chicken wings, and you know the meaning of wide right. And if you've lived with that for years, we have a solution to your problem. And here to explain it is the director of a new play. Her name is Victoria Perez, and you're going to make it all better.
I am. I'm going to try.
Thank you.
I'm going to try with the help of a wonderful writer, Donna Hoke. Absolutely.
So there's a play called Once in My Lifetime, a football fantasy. Unfortunately, it's a fantasy.
It's a fantasy, yeah. That's the best we could get is a fantasy right now.
Well, after four unprecedented trips to the Super Bowl, the Buffalo Bills never came home with a ring. And it really has been gnawing at us for all these years. But
yeah.
Playwright Donna Hoke and you, Victoria, and a talented cast. So how do you make it all come true?
Well, I know that it all started because Chris Braun, who's the producer, he commissioned Donna to write a play about the Bills possibly going to the Super Bowl. Donna did, because she's just such a prolific writer. Donna asked me to direct, and then we put together this wonderful cast. We have Josie DiVincenzo. We have Jake Hayes, Aaron Krieger, Adam Hayes, we have Fisher, Diane DiBernardo, John May, Kyle Baran, and as the announcers for the game, we have Pamela Rose Mangus and Stephen Brockman.
No. Wow. What a cast. And now Pamela can also put Bill's announcer on her resume.
Absolutely. Dreams do come true.
Now, I know the play, it opens officially on Wednesday, August 29th, although people are invited to come to the preview the Tuesday night before, August 28th. It's going to run from August 29th to Saturday, September 8th at the Shea Smith Theater. Are you rehearsing at Shea Smith?
No, we're actually rehearsing at a rehearsal space, and then we'll go into the actual theater about 4 days before we open.
Is that hard to do, change places?
It's very hard.
Yeah.
It's very hard. But we have actually our set designer, Paul Bostaff, actually has the set already up in the rehearsal space.
The Arty Award-winning Paul Bostaff.
That's right. That's right. Wonderful set. He designed the Miracle Bar because the whole play is inside the Miracle Bar, which is a bar that Lynn, the protagonist, bought when her husband died, diehard fan. And his last wish was keep this bar open until the Bills win the Super Bowl.
Oh. Yeah. And she named it the Miracle Bar, or it was always known
she
as that?
She named it the Miracle Bar, yeah.
And that's where the miracle happens,
that's
right there before our eyes.
Right there, yep.
So who's playing Lynn, the owner?
Josie DiVincenzo.
Oh, my gosh. She's got that voice.
She's wonderful. I mean, she's, and I've told her a few times already, there's such wonderful, honest moments from her in rehearsal that it's just a joy to work with her. Every single moment she goes for, she lands it.
Mm.
She's wonderful. Can't say enough about her.
Do we get the disembodied voice from the past saying, keep the bar open?
He's a presence.
He's a presence.
Howard,
okay.
Howard is the name of her husband, and there's a portrait of him
in the
bar, and everybody that comes in salutes the portrait,
yeah.
And we talk to Howard, and we wait for an answer, see if Howard talks back to us. But he's definitely another character in the play.
That's fabulous. So, wow, you're hitting all the high notes here. I mean, you've got Josie DiVincenzo, you've got a set by Paul Bostaff. Now, I know that Josie DiVincenzo and Diane DiBernardo, they were Merry Wives of Windsor, and you were also in that,
yes,
Shakespeare
in
Delaware,
yep.
Park.
Yeah.
Does that help to have, you know, been in plays together? Does that?
Oh, I think it absolutely does, because you come in with a trust already, with a certain level of trust, because we've worked together and we know how each other work. And we respect each other. So absolutely, that's always a great, you know, point to start from.
I was just at the current Shakespeare in Delaware Park, and it's directed by Kyle Loconte. And she's fabulous. And everything she directs is wonderful.
Yeah.
And I was asking someone, what is it about Kyle Loconte and Victoria Perez? Everything they direct is magical. How do they do it? And so I'm going to ask you, how do you do it? What's your trick?
Gosh, that's a heavy question. And, you know, absolutely an honor to be in the same group as Kyle. I think I've never had the pleasure of working with her. She did do some choreography for Merry Wives. But I think that both of us really go for the truth of the moment. You know, we really try to find who these people are, first of all, and really try to honor the playwright's words. And I think if you're starting from there, then you can really create something special.
So how do you start? Obviously with a script. Do you sit down at your kitchen table and start writing notes, or do you move the salt shaker around and say, oh, well, this would be this character, or how do you do that?
Well, you mean like director?
Yeah, how do you kind of get into that director role?
I mean, I am a secret, it's not secret anymore, but I'm a secret sports fan. I love sports. So, of course, doing a lot of the research, watching all the games, I had the whole cast come over to my house and watch Wide Right. We watched the whole game. You know, we had the food, we had the drinks, and we all sat down and we all tortured ourselves watching that game. And, you know, it's about finding those moments of truth where you're like, how would it feel? How does it feel for these people? You know, what is it that you believe in? What is it something that you believe in that has never come to fruition? So it's, you know, trying to find the things that equal that in your own personal life. And that's the prep. You ask yourself those questions, and then you ask the cast those questions even before you begin to block them, which is, you know, tell them how to move. I don't like telling the actors how to move. They figure it out on their own. But we don't get up on our feet until they have a really good understanding of what the story is and who their characters are.
Well, that's kind of what the person I asked said about your directing style, that it's not really a workshop, but it's workshop-like. You do ask the actors for their input. You do try different things.
Absolutely. I think it's a collaboration. You know, I don't think art exists unless it's collaborative. So you have to first build trust, first create that safe space, and give them those tools that they need in order to make decisions for themselves and own the characters. Because it's different if I say, now move this way, now move that way. They're moving just because I told them to, you know. But if they're making the choices themselves, then they're going to completely own whatever choice they're making. So It is collaborative all the way. Absolutely. I hope that's what they're getting out of the process.
Well, it works. That's all I'm going to say. It works. So we're all really looking forward to this play, Once in My Lifetime, A Football Fantasy. It's going to be at the Shea Smith Theater. If you folks don't know that, if you're looking in the front door of the Big Shea's Theater, it's just there to the right, Shea Smith. The preview is Tuesday, August 28th at 7:30. And I understand it's always good to have a lot of people at the preview, right?
Absolutely, because it makes it even more exciting for that opening night.
Cool.
Yes.
Opening night is Wednesday, August 29th, but it runs every day except traditionally, theaters are dark on Monday, every day except Monday through September 8th. Saturday, September 8th is your last show, and I understand there's a very important reason why you stop on September 8th.
Because September 9th is opening for the Bills. It's their first game.
Oh.
So get the community nice and excited for that first game.
Our fingers are crossed. We do have a lot of firepower on the field this year, so
gotta always have endless hope. Endless hope.
Endless hope. We've been speaking with Victoria Perez. She's a local actor, organizer, founder of the Oasis Theater Company, and in this case, a director, directing a play by local playwright Donna Hoke. It's called Once in My Lifetime, A Football Fantasy. The fantasy is that the Bills actually go on to or win the Super Bowl this time.
You're going to have to come and see it.
Okay.
Definitely go into the Super Bowl. They make it to the Super Bowl. I can say that.
Okay. Preview night is Tuesday, August 28th at 7:30, and there are going to be three matinees. So if you don't like to drive at night or you want to bring the kids, that's great. Saturday, September 1st, 2:30. Sunday, September 2nd at 2:30. And Saturday, September 8th, also at 2:30. Three matinees. All other shows are at 7:30. Victoria Perez, thank you so much for coming over to WBFO.
Thank you so much. It's my pleasure.
For WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.